watching FloridaLE.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Surfaces 2014, and I'm in the WF Taylor space with Jack Rady. Jack, how you doing?
Very good. Thanks, Kemp.
Good to see you. Most people know WF Taylor, huge manufacturer of adhesive solutions for the flooring business, some of which you sell under your own name, and some of which you sell OEM for other major companies, right?
Yeah, a good part of our business is OEM and R&D in conjunction with the OEM flooring manufacturers.
So how was business in 13?
13 was very good. We're looking for a strong year in 14 to come to. All signs point that direction. 13 started out very strong and continued throughout the whole year. So a lot of it's due to new technologies and higher performance products that we brought to the market.
I've been to both of your plants. You have two plants, one in Dalton, right outside of Dalton, Georgia, and one in the L.A. area. And, I mean, you're a chemical company, and you can eat off the floor in these plants. So you have an unbelievable place.
Well, we like to think so, and it's ingrained with the military upbringing of the management and everything else over the years. But it is a very clean operation, and we like to keep it that way.
All right, so what are you talking about that's new here this year?
Well, this year we're primarily expanding on our MS polymer technology, which is a clean technology that doesn't contain isocyanates and solvents and VOC content and those types of things. It's also 100% solids adhesive, so it doesn't contain water as well. So it started off in the wood flooring industry and has grown considerably well. We've now brought it to the resilient part of the business. We're the only one in the world with a resilient modified silane type adhesive. So what that brings us is higher performance products that replace epoxy adhesives. They also replace other adhesives and with a multifunctional approach where we have sound deadening as well as moisture barriers built into the adhesives. So a guy can go and do a job and get his sound reduction all without bringing in foam and cork and rubber and other underlayments to be underneath the flooring. So it's a very multifunctional type product.
So let me see if I'm hearing you right. This sounds too good to be true. I mean, it's got a moisture barrier, it's got a self-leveling, it's got a sound barrier. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a real breakthrough and a real leap in performance. So the self-leveling for resilient flooring allows it not to have trowel ridge show through in the finished floor. It also levels a lot of the concrete and minor spalling and things and fills that in. And then it gives a moisture barrier up to 10 pounds is where we call it. And it's not subject to pH or anything else as a chemistry. So it's just a great performance product.
And it's easy to put down. The open times is convenient and all those things?
Yeah, it's a one part. There's no mixing part A and part B like epoxies. The guy opens the bucket. He can trowel out as much as he wants. Close it, go to lunch, come back, and he can still use it. So it's a money saver, it's a labor saver. It just works all the way around.
And as you said, this got started in the wood business, and you were able to make some changes to it to make it work for Resilient?
Yeah, it's a different formulation, but it's an offshoot of the same chemistry. And the polymer manufacturers around the world have been rushing very hard into this area, so we're able to work with a number of them to blend things and work with more than one polymer at a time.
Yeah, I'm sure you're catching wind of this enthusiasm around LVT, so it's great to have a product like that for that market, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been great growth for us, both on a private label standpoint for many of the manufacturers, but also on our own distribution in that. And these higher performance products fit right well into that. So on multi-family, multi-story units where they need sound protection and that type of thing, they can just go in with the adhesive and use that. They might have to prime a gypcrete or lightweight concrete floor and then go in with the adhesive. But basically, it's a very easy installation, reasonably foolproof. Not completely in our industry, but reasonably so.
Great. Well, Jack, good to spend time with you. Again, been talking to Jack Rady, who is president at WF Taylor, and you've been watching Kemp Haar and FloridaLE.net.